I hit the start button. Can you give me a test? Squeak that stuffed pizza
toy. Here's my fucking test.
It's pretty good. You're coming through loud and clear, and so are your toys. Tell me if this sounds okay. There was a time when all the shadows of these tall buildings would throw their cape around each corner of the grassy fields, and one by one, each huge shade would cover the green with black, allowing Jeff, fuck it. Oh, I'm going to do the intro, right?
Oh, you better, man.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Get ready. Baptist fish fry, Catholic mass, Jewish Seder, mindfulness, yoga, meditation, the Detroit Lions, the Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago Blackhawks, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Game of Thrones, Ricky Moriarty, or Morty, or whatever his name is, The Handmaid's Tale, World of Warcraft, PUBG, League of Legends, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Lexi Bell, Riley Reid, Sonny Leone, Johnny Walker Red, Pacifico, Corona, Wellbutrin, Zoloft, Valium, Just Be Cousins.
Oh my God. Thank God for you, Jason.
Thank God for me.
Well, wow. Good job.
Thanks. Right. Show's over.
Let me break down. I need to break down what was just happening just now.
Okay. Break it down.
It is Jesus barking Christ.
Yeah.
Who has decided I got him a new toy, and it is a piece of pizza. It's a stuffed animal, but it's not a stuffed animal. It's a stuffed piece of pizza. It just looks like a piece of pizza. And he loves it, and he hates me. And so what he does is he comes in aggressively, and he pushes the piece of pizza right into my crotch. And there's a squeaky thing, right? You know
crotch?
What that means, right?
In your crotch?
In the middle of the stuffed pizza animal. There is a squeaky apparatus. And so he pushes it into my crotch, and he knows where the squeaky apparatus is, and he squeezes it. I'm sitting here as we start this podcast, and he's like, here. It's terrible. There's nothing I can fucking do. And now, right when I talk about it, he has stopped doing it. So I can't give you an example of it. That's where we're at.
It's that kind of prep that stands us apart from those other podcasts we talked about last week. You know what I mean? Way apart. Like, they try, Joe. They try so hard. And I think where we shine is our lack of trying so hard. And that was a perfect example. You wanted Jesus barking Christ to shove a squeaky plastic piece of pizza in your crotch, and he wouldn't. Because you wanted him to. If you hadn't wanted him to, he would have. But you wanted him to, and so he didn't. And that's the theme. That's the theme of our show. That's our show's raison d'être, which is French for raison to be, or something. I don't know. I don't know French. How are you?
I like how you elevate what's happening here, which is just pure chaos. You've just elevated a little bit, and you gave some. I don't know. I guess you know what. I feel better, Jason, when you start explaining things in other languages, because it sounds like we're more sophisticated than we are.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. Well, that's all I'm saying.
I think I'd like to take credit for recognizing that the things that are growing beautifully in the world have been well fertilized. And what's the best form of fertilizer? Bullshit.
Mm.
So that's all I'm doing. I'm fertilizing. I'm fertile. So you have been having kind of a rough day. Have you been having a rough week in general, or just a rough day? I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about the things that have happened to you today that are bad, but they involve turds, they involve phones, they involve montages. If you don't want to dwell, we can talk about something else. We have lots to talk about. Lots.
Well, you know, it's going to be a strange day when we thought it was going to be what we call like a full-on know, JBC episode, a yeah. full-on one where you get, you know, everything that our listener wants, Ian, is a Larco ad, another ad, a comedy bit. Suddenly, out of nowhere, there's a fucking montage, and that's us trying to argue for the cancellation. All of that. Those are the bells and whistles. And all of that has crumbled down. It didn't happen this week, and it was a little disturbing for me because I tried. Like, yeah. I tried to get there, and I couldn't.
You couldn't.
And you know, Jason, maybe an hour ago, I just said, oh, shit, I guess, can we just do nothing? And you were like, yes, nothing is always an option.
Yeah.
Not only is nothing always
an option, nothing is, it's the option. I mean, that's the base. It's do nothing. You know, like if someone says to you, hey, here's a steak. Do you want me to take off my clothes and show you my boobs? It's like, that's great. I love seeing boobs. But I'm going to eat the steak whether you show me your boobs or not. I just want the steak. Always give me steak. And there's boobs too. Great. Awesome. I would have boobs every time. Don't get me wrong. Joe, your montages are like boobs to me. Big, heavy, just lush boobs, you know, and I love them, but man, it's got to eat, and that's what we do for an hour. We chew the gristle.
Well, dude, that's what I'm saying, because sometimes if, I don't know, it just that if I feel like I'm on the verge where I can present something, a little bit of bells and whistles, a little bit of tits, a little bit of jiggly boobs, mm-hmm. to our podcast, then I like that. But if I can't, you taught me a long time ago that it doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
I've told you a long time ago. I don't know if I've taught you yet because, okay, so last week you said no more montages until Halloween. And then...
Yeah, I was trying to give myself some leeway.
See, you and I are opposites because if I'll say things like, okay, this week I'm going to ABC, and then I don't. You, on the other hand, say, this week I'm not going to ABC, and then you do.
Well, that, you know, I don't know whether to be proud of myself or just – for you it must be really fucked up because you're like, you never know what to expect from me. So, you know, we could plan for – hey, how about that? That might be nice for you, Jason, if I just planned on not doing anything. And then all of a sudden I'll spring some shit on you. Like, you don't know, and you're the engineer. So yeah. This is, it's not fair to you. Like, you can never predict what I'm going to do. I try to give you an idea, but I don't know. And
I don't want
to know. Here's the thing.
As an engineer, sorry to interrupt you, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. It's not that I want the surprise. I'm happy for you to, you know, tell me, okay, Monday, you call me up and like, this is what's going to happen. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But like, if you're saying to me, here's what the work I've done. Now, here's what you need to do to prepare us for what I've done. I'm like, no. If I can't take care of it live, I'm not interested. You know what I'm saying? So like, you're like, okay, it's on the Dropbox. Cool. I will get it live. So I don't want to know. Yeah.
Well, it's tough to really meta this conversation. I kind of want to, but it's tough because we don't.
Here's the thing.
This isn't real.
You just meted it by saying that you can't. So that's meta, and isn't it? I mean, we're talking about how we put the show together. This is what happens. The show for a particular day starts the very second the last one ends. That's when the next one starts, when we'll say, okay, what are we going to do? Or when we don't say, what are we going to do? And then at some point, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you will be working on a montage or you won't. I'll be working on, reviewing the copy that Larco has sent me, or I won't, right? And right up until showtime. And then when I hit record, you know, it's just a culmination of however much we did or didn't do for the previous, 6 days and 23 hours. So,
no, I get it. And really what it is what I need to try and do, and this is what I was trying to do last time, is set a precedent for no no fun. That is, next three episodes, all we're doing is talking. So if you like the weird shit that we do, you know, ads and montages and, you know, fun shit like that, well, disabuse yourself of that and just listen to us talk. That's what I tried to do last time. I'm like, you know what? I can't do this because the Halloween episode, I want a good fucking montage for the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
I really do. I want a good one.
Yeah.
So if I fucking distract myself with some other montage, and guess what? That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, nope, not doing a montage. And then all of a sudden I had an idea for a montage, and I'm gonna go ahead and blame you.
You're gonna blame me.
Because you were like, hey, let's just talk about guests next time. And I was like, ooh, that's a good idea. So all of a sudden, I'm like, why don't I make a montage of guests? So I did. Well, I tried. Here, to our listener, this is what happened. Let's just get this out of the way.
Okay.
I did have a montage for this week, but my fucking computer crashed, and all of this stuff that, by the way, I just want you to know, because I'm going to do it again, and I hope that you all hear it. Fucking A, it's all gone. And it made me want to cry. Like, it just, I had all this stuff together. And it, by the way, Jason, it's the best montage ever because it's not you and it's not me. Our voices can't even be heard unless we're laughing. And that's it. God damn, it was a good one. Yeah. And what I mean by it was a good one, it was a good argument for cancellation.
Yeah.
So if I would have presented it, the show would have been over. And that's all I've been trying to do.
And you're saying that if I had not given you a topic, so maybe that's what you're trying to get at, is that we should not have topics until Halloween because they inspire you? I mean, I'm down with that. No more topics. I know we didn't used to have topics, and then somebody was like, you guys should have topics. I'm sure he said it in that tone of voice, too. And so we started doing it, and I guess they were inspirational stuff, but for the rest of October, this is going to be no topic-ber. No topic-tober. No top...
No topic-tober?
No topic-tober.
It's the No Topic-toberfest.
That's right.
Anyway,
we don't have a topic today, right?
Jason... Here, we're going to go fully transparent. This is the thing. Today, we were going to do I thought it was really funny because it's a guest topic. So then we could talk about our guests. And then, you know, I'm going to go ahead and flat out say it. My argument for cancellation was going to be that our guests are funnier than us. So what the fuck? They should have their own shows. Our show should be canceled.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Fine. And it was working out real good. I was putting all these things together from all of our guests, and I was like, holy shit, I had completely convinced myself. I was like, oh shit, they are funnier than we are.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the best argument for cancellation ever. And my computer crashed, and it's over. So
you think that your computer, like, committed suicide to save you?
To save our podcast?
Yeah, and to save you. Because in as much as I agree with you that our podcast is terrible and we should quit, you live for this. You love it so much that you did a montage even though you didn't want to do a montage.
You know, I guess all this is yet to be seen. I'd like to jump into just crazy banter because we don't have what we planned on having. I'm sure that you do. You always have a Larco ad. Not that you've written it, but they always give you one.
They always
give you one.
Not absolutely every time, but often. They gave me one last week. I said, nope.
That's right. Well, you denied them. It's not that it wasn't there. It's that you were like, no, not this time. And by the way, I respect you for that. But
thank you.
You know, anyway. And an episode like this shouldn't even be as meta as it is. Like, we've just been talking. The fuck? As far as I'm concerned, and you will probably agree, as soon as this episode began, we've just been talking about what the episode might have been.
Yeah.
And tell me the – where are we at? We've only been talking about that. What minute are we at?
15 minutes.
Holy shit. Well, that's not fair. All we've done is talk about what the episode might have been.
Yeah.
And that's what the episode is?
Yeah.
I guess that is meta.
Yeah.
But I'd like to step back and I'd like to say, Jason,
yeah,
let's completely shift to a different thing.
Okay.
This was supposed to be now when I told you, because I did, I was like, hey Jason, there's no ad, there's no nothing. We got fucking nothing.
Nothing.
Let's do a bareback episode now. To our listener,
yep,
what a bareback episode means, Ian, is that there is no ads. There is no argument for cancellation. There's nothing. And all you can get from the episode is the quality of our banter.
Yeah.
And we've had no quality of banter.
None.
Jason, begin a bantering.
Do your nipples get hard when you ejaculate?
Mostly.
Mostly hard or mostly ejaculate?
No, that is 75% of the time that I'm ejaculating, my nipples are hard. The other 25%
are hard, or they get hard?
Well, look, let's not.
I'm going to give you a little insight, Joe, into how the scientists at LARCO work, the research and development team, because they sit around, they try to think of things. And one of the things they said that they were thinking about is a shirt that you wear, and it's really, really tight, and it's got little electrodes around the nipples, and it basically it responds to how hard your nipples get, and then that goes to a computer, and then they can tell you like how much you've enjoyed your ejaculation. And I was like, but what if a guy doesn't, his nipples don't get hard during the ejaculation, or they get hard beforehand, or maybe they get hard like a week later, because that happens to me. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but like I remember this one time I was at a bank and I was standing in line. I was going to cash a check for some voiceover work that I did. It was like a $3 check, and all of a sudden it was just like bing bing, and it was like, oh, that's right, I had sex a couple weeks ago and I had a pretty decent ejaculation, and boom, there it was. And so I went up to the teller and she was all like, so $3, huh? And she's looking at me like I earned the money with my ejaculation. And she's looking at my, you know, my nipples through my shirt. And I'm wearing a thick shirt too. Let me tell you something. I'm wearing like a t-shirt and a sweater and an overcoat and an undercoat.
Was it cold?
No, everything. It was warm in there. It was like tropical. This is a bank that I go to in Bolivia. It's complicated. I don't want to go into it. But the point I'm trying to make here is, I told those guys, "Look, you guys, this sounds great, but what if it doesn't work?" And you should have seen the look on their faces, Joe. They just were so. It was like I kicked their dog, you know, and not kick their dog in that kind of way, like everyone laughs at and, you know, has a beer and high fives, but that sad way.
I don't think it's sad, but, you know.
No, it was sad. They were sad when I rejected their idea. And so I thought I'd ask you, do your nipples get hard, like, before, during, after, or at all? And you're telling me 75% of the time, so, yeah.
No, I mean, this is a case-by-case consideration here. What I'm saying is, if I'm hard.
Your nipples.
My nipples, yes.
Yeah.
My nipples. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
The fact is, if I'm hard, I might be aroused.
Right.
Now, I might be aroused before my nipples are hard.
Yeah.
Slightly before. It's just, you know what? I think it's a biological thing that's hard to kind of quantify and understand. The fact is, if I'm getting ready to ejaculate.
Yeah.
The nipples are probably going to be hard.
Right.
If I have ejaculated, or I am ejaculating.
Right.
Then my nipples are almost certainly hard.
Right.
And wouldn't you say that's the truth?
No.
Like, even for you. I think that's like a biological truth.
So I thought it was, right? And then you know, they brought this up. I guess it's one of those things where you don't ever really think about it, but it's always kind of in the back of your mind. You know, like ice cream tastes good. Like, you don't have to like think that constantly for it to be true. It's sort of always back there. And so then they brought it up, and I was like, yeah, ejaculation, nipples, whatever. And then I started thinking, I was like, I'm remembering the time at the bank. And then I remember this other time. This is the truth. Joe, if I'm lying, smack me in the face and call me sweetheart. This is the truth. I actually – they one time got hard, like rock hard, like cut glass hard, like 2 weeks before an ejaculation. And it was like, where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? And it, again, it wasn't any place.
Yeah, but did they stay hard? Like it – this is a causation thing or a correlation thing. Like,
I'm telling you, my ejaculation was so intense it went backwards in time and made my nipples hard as I waited for a bus in Eastern St. Louis. As I was waiting, bing, bing, and the bus driver was like, you're going to have to pay anyway, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm paying. Don't worry. I'm not trying to pay with my nipples. I'm not a teenager anymore. And I'm telling you, then 2 weeks later, I was like, or 2 months later, I was like, oh. When I went, oh, you know what I mean? It's sort of, I went, oh, and I also went, oh. That realization, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Look, man, I've got fucking breaking news here.
Okay.
You're a runner.
I am.
You're a runner. This is breaking news. Shit, I can't. I'm looking at my phone. There is a very, very relevant to your lifestyle type of news story here, and that is
let me guess.
Man,
let me guess.
Crosses the finish line of a marathon with his dick and balls fully out.
Yeah, in England or something. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm aware.
Oh, so you're already aware.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you make comment on that, please? Because I think it's disturbing and I think it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Please
expound. Shows remarkable dedication. I mean, you hear stories as a runner. You hear stories of people who shit themselves while they're running, you know, bloody nipples. And you hear stories of people like running with a knife in their hand and there's like an attractive blonde in front of them. You know, these really weird stories about people who are so into running, nothing else seems to matter. And this is just more of the same. And I got to tell you that I love to run, but I have not gotten to that point yet where I can just let it all go. I mean, I admire that. I really do. And, you know,
I think it says something to one's devotion to the, it's not even a craft. I almost said craft, but that's not a craft. It's an accomplishment, right? Like, if you're going to get to the end of that fucking marathon, to me, it was profound. Because if I'm going to get to the end of that, if my dick and balls are just flagrantly flopping left and right out of the side of my Speedo, is that what people wear?
Yeah.
Anyway, it seems that if dick and balls can get out of the outfit, the outfit is a little bit less than it should be. Am I right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really read the story because, you know, I try to live myself one dick and balls news story per lifetime, and I've read two, so I'm over. But
look, but you're a runner. Yeah. I want your. I want your kind of position on this.
Well, like I said,
the position of the dick and balls at the end of the marathon, and it occurs to me that this person, look, anyone that runs an entire marathon and crosses the finish line, there's a lot of devotion there.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy, his dick and balls were flapping. No, not even, I said flopping, but I meant flapping.
Yeah.
They were flapping against his thigh and in full view of everybody, and there's plenty of footage, by the way. You know about this, right?
Yeah, I saw the headline. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what though? I'm proud of him.
I'm proud of
that guy.
Too.
I'm proud of that dude because he didn't give a fuck. In fact, let me put it this way. his main goal was to finish the fucking marathon.
Right. And obviously,
I have a feeling that
if he tucks it back in, he can't finish. Is that what it is? Is that what we're talking about here?
I'm saying is, yeah? I think he might have known that his flaccid cock and his balls were flopping back and forth, and it might have like interfered with his flow as a runner to actually tuck that shit back in. And he didn't give a fuck. He didn't give a shit, and he just went across that finish line with a flopping cock and nuts. And I applaud him.
You give him
my dick and balls.
You do. I do too. I don't know. I didn't read the article, so it occurs to me that maybe he just didn't know because everything's all numb down there. A guy's been running for a few hours.
This is what I'm talking about. Tell me what it's really like, because to me, I felt like he knew it was happening and he didn't care.
It's tantamount to the same thing. He knew and he didn't care, which means there's some part of his brain that, didn't engage another part. The I care part was like shunned off to the side and said, you guys sit over there. We're running a marathon. And that's the same thing as maybe just it was numb. I don't know. It's just if I'm walking down the street and someone says to me, hey, if you could ignore everything that happens below your waist for the next hour, I'll give you $1 million. I'm going to ignore. And if they tell me later, hey, it was all flopping out, did you even know? I'm going to deny even knowing it. I'm going to deny to even know. I was thinking about that $1 million. You know what I mean? And for some people, winning a marathon is $1 million, or just finishing a marathon is like $1 million. And for some people, letting the whole world see their cock and balls flopping around is $1 million. So, maybe he did it on purpose. Maybe he's like been training for years, and every morning he gets up and he positions his shorts just right. And he's like, today's the day it's going to fall out and flop. And then it doesn't. He's like, oh, okay, but I can't give up. I can't give up. I'll try this again tomorrow. In fact, he was just going to run a 5K. He's just going to run a 5K, but the fucker trains so often and so hard to get his cock and balls to fall out of his shorts at just the right time that training led to a remarkable stamina. And now,
well, this, I don't think it was intentional, but now you're making me think otherwise. Because talk about, look here, this is undeniable. This is indisputable. If you cross the line of any race, I don't care if it's a fucking 1K.
1K, yeah.
Yes, that's nothing, right?
Nothing. Not even a mile.
You're a runner.
I am.
If it's a 1K or a fucking marathon, if you cross the line with your dick and balls flopping, you might get a little bit of attention, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I don't know.
That might go viral. In fact, viral, I said.
You did.
Now, maybe. This makes me think, why did the guy have to go and here, let's break this down. If he wanted the attention of dick and balls flapping across the finish line, why did he do an entire marathon? Because I think you could probably get the same attention on a 1K. Just cross the finish line with your dick and balls flopping. Wait. I keep saying flopping, but I mean flapping.
Well, I'll tell you. Marathons are more popular than 1Ks. There's more of them.
Yes, they are popular.
So there's more popular runs than 1Ks. Also, there are popular runs like a 5K or a 10K, but those are usually a little bit more crowded. And he's probably thinking, I crossed the line flapping on a 5K. Half the people aren't even going to notice because they're looking at everyone else. But marathons are a little more spread out. You got a good chance you're going to be crossing that finish line by yourself. Also, it just gives you more time to be precise. Like, if you're running, your example, a 1K, that's 0.6 miles. You got to get that shit out quick, right? Whereas a marathon, you got time. You're feeling it shift down. You're shifting it back up. You got time to kind of pace yourself and make it happen when you want it to happen to really showcase the flap that you're, the job of the flap job.
Jason, can we interview the guy that actually had his fucking bare nuts flapping back and forth? Can we just interview him? Are we at that level? Can we do that?
Yeah. Sure. You mean like on
get
this
a hold
show?
Of him. Let's hey Joe Beth. By the way, always Joe Beth is listening. Joe yeah. Beth, get that guy, whoever he is. We're gonna talk to him. What was going on? What was going on in his mind? To me, I don't think he even thought about it. But
I think we should get him on.
It did happen. It did happen.
We should get him on. We should get him on. But I'm gonna be 100% honest with you. I won't believe a word he says. I don't care what he says. I'm not gonna believe him. We should get him on. But I at the end of that interview, I will be no more knowledgeable about it than I was beforehand. I'm not gonna
believe
him.
Because you won't believe anything he says.
Doesn't matter what he says.
Now,
you know what? If he says to me that my cock and balls were flapping and flapping, and George Washington was the first president of the United States, I'm going to be asking myself, was George Washington actually the first president? I'm not going to believe anything he says. Nothing. But we should have him on anyway. So, Joe Beth, if you're listening.
I'm with you because what I want is to hear, you know, like our intuition when we hear him tell the story, will we buy it? Because to me, when someone tells a story, you can kind of – your intuition kicks in and you can be like, is he telling the truth or not? So if we get him on the show and he tells the story about his genitals escaping his – what? I almost said underwear, but it's something else. He had a very skimpy shit going on,
yeah.
And suddenly his genitals escaped from it. Man, I'm with you, Jason. I think he did it on purpose.
I think he did it on purpose, and you know he can say that he did it on purpose, but he didn't know he was doing it on purpose. That you know I've used that story many times.
When your balls come flapping out?
Well, you know I don't get to the grocery store very often. And when I do, I expect them to remember.
I don't understand that. Can you, what does that mean?
I refuse to go buy some Chunky Monkey and some Cheez-Its and not have people look at me like they haven't seen me before. Okay. I forgot where I was with the negatives in that sentence. My point is this.
It's okay. I
walk into Safeway. I want people staring at me like it's that fucking guy. But I don't want them like throwing me out saying, hey, fucking guy, you're out. I want them to be thinking, did he do it on purpose or didn't he? And then they asked me and like they held me down, like duct taped me to the floor and poured wine on my face and said, did you do it on purpose? I'm like, I don't know if I did. That's my answer.
Well, I got to tell you, Jason, when I saw this, and this is why I brought it in, I was like, hey, fucking breaking news. Dude crosses the fucking finish line of a marathon with his dick and balls. Actually, I think it's just balls. I think it's just balls. I think his balls were flapping.
Okay.
But I like to think that his dick and balls were flapping. I thought of you because I was like, that seems like something that Jason would do. It just seems like something that Jason would do. Jason's a runner. He's also a comedian. And what is funnier than... Holy shit, after 26.2 miles, am I right?
Something 26 like that, yeah.
Point something miles, a marathon. What is the funniest thing you could possibly do? And it is not just your balls flapping out of your pants, but your dick and balls.
I think you make a good point there. I mean, let's face it, the difference between the amateur comedian and the professional comedian is how much of his or her genitals are coming out of the pants at the end of a marathon, right? I mean, that is the clear marker. You know what? In fact, you've inspired me, Joe. That's what I should – I'm going to go talk to the guys at LARCO. I'm gonna like, okay, the hard nipple shirt detection ejaculation detector, not such a good idea. But if you want to develop a kind of underwear that measures how much of the junk comes out – and use that to determine how professional a person is at comedy. Now that's right. A product people will buy. That's something you could be proud of.
Yes, and you know what? Ian even brought it up last time. Like we were, hey, am I popping my peas?
I don't know. I'm not really listening to either of us. So,
I love how you just care less and less about the production. but I'm serious. Now,
no, you're not.
Last time, yes. Listen, fucking Ian was on last time, and he was talking about like, oh shit, you guys don't even give a fuck. Now, listen, the popping of the peas is one thing, but the balls flapping upon your thigh is another thing. That is, do you're a comedian and a runner.
Yeah.
So have you done things specifically to be funny as a runner? And I'm almost sure that you have. Like you do. Look, it's uncomfortable to run for as long as you do.
Yeah.
But that is, you run for, I mean, the last thing you did was like 11 miles at a time. That's a lot of running, man.
It's a lot of running.
And to me, I think humor kind of, it mitigates the discomfort of anything.
Yeah.
Like if you can bring in humor to any uncomfortable, just terrible situation, then it makes it better. So I'm thinking, Jason, he's running like 11 miles at a time. He's a fucking runner. He's got to bring humor into that. And maybe his balls slapping outside of his shorts. To me, I thought it was your original idea. This dude that we've been talking about, to me, I was like, I bet Jason did it first. That's all I'm saying.
You wouldn't be wrong to assume that in some capacity my balls make people laugh. I mean, if you're
your balls have always made me laugh. Let me just, I'm putting it out there, and you're putting your balls out there.
Yeah. They make a lot of people. But when I say a lot of people, I mean my wife laugh. Especially when I say things like, you know, will you cup them? And she said, no, of course I won't. No.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And like the doctors laugh. They're like, you've ruptured some of your vertebrae when you were trying to blow yourself. And we think that's hilarious because why did you think that little tiny, why did you think you'd be able to bend that much? You're no Ron Jeremy. And they laugh and they laugh. And then I run away in shame. So yes, running, laughing, they are going together in that sense. But we're okay, so we're at minute 30, I don't know, 7 or so. Should I do should I do the Larco ad they did send over? This is not the nipple measurement or the balls out to see how funny you are shorts, but it's something else clothes related.
This is good, but I want to say like, and this is the meta thing.
Yeah.
Where so sometimes, and anybody that listens to our show will understand this, is that sometimes we Larco itself, the strange monolith of Larco, understands what our theme is, and then will then tailor their ad to that because they have anything that you would ever want, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So whatever our theme is, they have a product that will fit every fucking time.
Yep.
Now, we don't, but they send you a fucking ad every time. Do you hear my snaps?
Yeah, yeah. You're snapping your
They
snips.
Send one every fucking time, no matter what. We don't have a theme this time, but Larco is on top of it.
Yeah.
So
they're very prescient. All right, here we go. Shall I?
Yeah, please.
All right. I'm looking for a button on my keyboard. There it is. Pop quiz, tough guy. It's 0723 and you're bug-ass naked with a warm beer in one hand and your shitty Nokia 3650 cell phone in the other. There's an Uber downstairs with about 2 honks left in it before it leaves your sorry ass behind for a double bonus fare 3 blocks away. The McGillicuddy presentation is in half an hour, and those PowerPoint slides of return on investment hard-ons and price-earning queefs aren't going to swipe right all by themselves. You've got time to throw on a shirt or throw on some deodorant, but not both, and the last time you walked into a customer meeting smelling like a cam whore from one of those squirt channels. Your boss gave you a stink eye so noisome your therapist was prescribing triple shots of Zoloft for a month. So what are you going to do, huh, tough guy? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to put on a Larco polo and slide into that Uber and thank the fucker driving that Prius for the bottle of water and crank some goddamn Sebastian Bach in your Zune. And when you get to the office, you're going to slip into that Prizo like an 11th grader's hand into his prom date's panties during a slow dance and make your boss wish he was a woman or gay and that it was still the 1950s when sexual harassment wasn't illegal. It was a goddamn given right.
Whoa.
The Larco Polo is the only shirt made with cologne built into every fiber, so no matter what kind of filth you've shoved down your throat at the garlic barbecue wing titty bar last night, the oil oozing out of your pores will smell like a tiger mounting a stallion in a pool filled with sandalwood and musk. $1 million? This is 2017, motherfucker. You're going to smell like Donald Trump's checks return if we ever get to see this, didn't you? Grab yourself 5 or 6, hell, grab yourself a few dozen Larco polos in a variety of colors, from pastels for visiting your mom at the old folks' home, to bolder colors for scaring the crap out of the maitre d' at Shea Honky, or even simple whites for racquetball games against that fag in accounts receivable with a shitty backhand. Order now and you can take 25% off the self-popping collar line of Larco polos, which Hank Hankerson of New Jersey called like slapping a cab driver in the face with my dick without all the lawsuit hassles and shit. Say it with me now, tough guy. Larco Polo.
Larco Polo.
Oh, they're going to find you, all right. They're going to find you, and they're going to bring their knee pads. Larco Polo. That was beautiful. You definitely made up for all of the poor reading hits. I usually practice this, but they gave it to me so late I didn't get a chance to practice. So I apologize for screwing that up.
You know what? That was a fucking good Larco.
It was a good Larco, yeah.
And look, just release yourself. It doesn't matter. You didn't fucking write it. Every goddamn time. It comes in and your charge is to just fucking read it. Come on.
Yeah.
You do a great job every time.
Thank you.
They throw it on you. And by the way, Larco shit is dense. Like every fucking time. It's dense as shit.
It is.
And your charge is to read it as if with no error. Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that. No.
No, you've seriously, you do a very good job every time.
Thank you.
And by the way, I wanted to talk about this a little bit, Jason, right. If you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
Well, here's the thing. We're coming up on the year, the anniversary of Just Be Cousins.
Yeah, 3 months. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like, maybe it isn't. Maybe we're not coming up on it because that's a long way away. I disagree. We have done enough episodes to where if we're going to do a year recap, we need to fucking start working on it now. And this is my whole thing, is that, yes, we're going to work on it now. It's October. Uh-huh. You know what? Do you know how many – here, I'm going to put your mind on it, Jason.
Okay, do it.
You know how many fucking Larco ads you've done this year? This is the first year of JBC. Do you know how many fucking Larco ads there's been?
35?
No, you haven't done it every time, but close.
Well, this is episode 33. 36. Okay, 33.
Right. I contend – I submit to you, sir,
yeah,
that Larco ads every time have been crazy fucking comedy accomplishments every time.
Oh.
Now that's 33 times.
Yeah.
Now this is episode 36. You haven't done a Larco ad every time. Larco wanted you to do one every time, but you've had the integrity to
integrity.
Back them off a couple of times. Yes. Just a couple of times. I'm just saying, there's a lot of Larco ads, man. A lot of them. And the way that you've delivered them and the absurdity of every Larco ad, that's a lot of material.
It is.
To me, I mean, think about my job on this podcast. I just look for funny shit. Well, I say it's funny shit. To me, it's embarrassing shit, right? So I look back for embarrassing shit. I try to make some sort of argument for cancellation so we can just stop, but it backfires because the Larco shit is, turns out it's funny. And even the shit where I'm like, hey, we say fuck too much, it turns out, I guess that's funny too. So what I'm saying is, this is going to be my final argument for cancellation, is that I'm gonna bring it all together, all the Larco shit, all the ads that I've done, the words for our sponsors, as they are called, the you know, montages, all of that shit. I'm gonna bring it all together in a way that won't be funny. It'll be disturbing.
Okay.
And anybody that listens to it will be like, okay, that's it. They've done it for a year, but no longer. Know what I mean?
No longer do the show because you're going to... I think I hear what you're getting at. You're suggesting that in as much as we do all this stuff, if we put it in the right context, like we say fuck a lot, and maybe that's a bad thing, but if you put all the fucks together into a montage, that's hilarious. And that's also very meta in so far as I'm suggesting.
Well, see, you've always fucked me up because when I'm trying to say that the podcast should be over, you end up laughing hysterically and telling me that's the funniest thing ever. I need you to stop doing that, by the way. The next time I give you a montage, please, like, get on board with me and just come on. Let's let the listener know, Ian. Let's let him know that this is not worth it, right? Come on.
Let's let him know. Okay, so, all right. Well, a lot of people don't know. Or they do know because we talk about it every fucking time, is that in the course of preparing for the show, you usually in some way or fashion call me up or send me a text message panicking because you have given yourself more work than you should and you want me to reassure you, and I refuse to reassure you. I refuse. Like, even if I want to, I'm like, nope, I'm going to make this fucker feel worse. And that lends itself, I don't even remember what I was going to say, but it lends itself to a kind of sort of a frisson, and that's what the show was all about. If we're going to, like, cancel the show, then that would require me to agree that we should cancel the show, which would mean that I'm reassuring you, which, like I said, I'm refusing to do. So as long as you want to cancel the show, the only way you're going to get the show canceled, Joe, is if you don't want me to cancel the show. But the only way you're going to do that is be proud of the work that you do, which you'll never do, because I'm not going to tell you that it was worth a goddamn when you call me up an hour before the show is supposed to be recording telling me, hey, should I do this or should I not do this? Because I'm not going to. I'm not going to listen to the show. I'm not going to reassure you. And I'm not going to let you quit until you want to. I mean, I'm not going to let you quit until you don't want to. Wait, no. What did I say? One way or another, whatever you want, not going to happen.
Now you've just reinforced the idea that no matter what I do, our show's not ever going to stop. That's it. Like,
it will.
Whenever
it will stop.
I try to tell you and I give you some preponderance of evidence that we should stop, you become completely delighted by what I've just presented to you.
Yeah.
And therefore, of course I haven't convinced you of anything.
No.
And suddenly, we have to keep going. We have to keep doing it. So, can I make something that isn't isn't amusing to you. I don't know. Every time I do something, I'm like, listen, this sucks. And then I present it to you and you're like, no, it doesn't suck. I really love it. This is great. Let's continue. So, and then we continue. Because that was the thing from the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the beginning, the very first fucking episode of this,
yeah,
it is Jason just bouncing up and down, happy as shit about talking shit. And that's what this entire podcast is about. And I'm like, well, let me try and get him out of that. What can I do? What can I do to make him think that this needs to stop? Every time I do it, he's even more delighted.
Yeah.
So that's why we're still going.
Yeah.
That's why. Because he even does this thing where he goes, oh, yeah, you did it. You convinced me. But it's always been a lie. Every fucking time.
Every time. That's all I do is lie. I've never told the truth. Not once. Not one single time. I'm lying right now.
Well, Jason, where are we at? I've got a couple of things.
We got 9 minutes left. We have 8 minutes left. Oh, yeah? Yep.
All right. Well, where are you at? Do you have some stories? Do you want to tell a story?
I went running today.
Great. Good job, dude. That's really entertaining.
I went running with your mom today. Is that better? How about I just put
yes,
with your mom?
Yes, it is. For me, of course it is.
Every time somebody tells me a story is boring, I just add your mom. So today I went running with your mom, and we chased a hobo, your mom and I, and we stabbed him. And your mom is really good with that overhand thrust thing. And I got him with the serrated knife. And I'm in the middle of the 7 Summit Challenge, where you sign up and then you run 7 days in a row. And every day they give you an elevation that you're supposed to achieve. Like the first day was 320 feet. And today it was something like 475 or something like that. And it turns out it's really difficult to get that much elevation without going really, really, really long. Like I managed to get almost 500 feet today, but I had to run over nearly 7 miles to get it. And I'm sore as a motherfucker. It's not really much of a story. It's just, you know, something that has been happening to me. And no, I did not have my cock and balls out through the whole run. It was just at the end with your mom. Okay, your turn, go.
All right. Well, look, of course, I have several stories to tell, but it's when we're doing bareback here. You know what, Jason? Explain to the audience, Ian, what bareback means. I wanted to do this today. There are several categories of our shows, and we do that for each other, Jason. But I'd like for us to explain it to our listener. Ian.
Okay.
That is, there are a couple of different categories of shows that we do. That is, for instance, if we have no, and this is not one of them, because if you have no ads and no argument for cancellation, that is called a, Jason?
Huh?
What is that called?
When you don't have anything, that's called a bareback episode.
That's correct. Bareback.
Thank you.
Now, if you have a couple of ads and that's it, what do you call that?
Call that a bareback episode.
Oh, all right. What
do we call it?
Just for fun, I think we should go ahead and cordon off the different categories of shows. That is, if you have, for instance, it's a full-on JBC episode if you have an argument for cancellation
yeah.
and two ads.
Yep.
And a theme.
Yeah.
By the way. And a theme.
Yep.
That's a full JBC episode, right?
That's the full JBC. So,
now, and we haven't really come down to what these are called, but what if you had all of that? And this is just you being creative as a comedian, Jason. Ready?
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. So just take away the theme, but you still have an argument for cancellation and two ads. What do you call that?
You call that a bareback episode.
No.
No?
No. Okay.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I was asking you. That's the thing. If we have no ads and no nothing, no theme, no nothing, that's a bareback, right? Am I right? Come on.
Right. Yep.
Right. So what if we have two ads and a theme? I'm asking you to be creative.
If we have two ads and a theme but no montage?
Yeah.
I'm going to call that a big booty episode. No, I'm going to call that.
I'm down. That was good.
I'm going to call that a Cleveland surprise. No, that.
A Cleveland surprise.
Yeah. And I'm going to call that one the Sunny Side Up. We're going to call those episodes.
That's okay. A Sunny Side Up.
If you have one ad, half a montage, and the theme is that you don't have a theme. I'm not saying you don't have a theme. I'm saying the theme is you don't have a theme. I'm going to call that one the knuckle bruiser with a side of cherry sauce. I don't know.
All right, you've done a better job than I thought.
Stopping the stupid guitar
because
music
is that you, because it's true. You shouldn't even give a fuck. I wanted to have a name for every permutation.
Yeah, we should.
Of the show.
I love that kind of thing, by the way. I'm not even joking. I love nomenclature. I do. I'm just fucking with you because
there's too many things. Like if you – here, what episode are we on? Like 36 or something, right?
36 or something, yeah.
So to me, I was like, oh, I bet if I just brought that up, maybe that would take care of 15 minutes and we could get that over with.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, all right, so – Here's the crazy thing. I went through, I always do, because I'm trying to find montages, and that's difficult. It's more difficult than ever.
Yeah.
It's so difficult now for me to go back and do montages because there's 35 episodes, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
Can I ask you a quick question, though, real quick?
Yeah.
What would you call an episode where we have a theme? We don't have an ad or a montage. We do have a Larco, but you don't say how difficult it is to do a montage. What would you call that episode?
I'd call it a Joe Buttberry.
Joe Buttberry. I just want to point out we've never done one of those.
Wait, this isn't one of those?
Nope. Because you're telling me how hard it is to make a montage.
You just made me understand that, Jason, I can't go forward with these categories. The fact is, sometimes there's a Larco.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's another ad. Sometimes there's more. Sometimes there's less. And that's it. From now on, we just have to bring what we have. And if we don't have anything, then we've got nothing. And that's okay too. I look back and I say, I look at the what I used to call bareback episodes, and those are some of our funniest episodes.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? However, look, man, I'm not gonna say your Larco ads. The Larco ads that you have presented have been humorous, to say the least. And then there are other ads that I've presented. And then there are arguments for cancellation. And some of those episodes have been very good. But I can't say that they're better than just us talking. Like, there are some episodes where we're just talking. And I think that they're very good. You don't even get it because you don't listen to any of it.
I don't. I'm raw, dude. I'm bareback. I go in, my nipples get hard and I'm out. I am at the bank. I am cashing my check. I am driving my Volvo to the Burger King and I'm getting, what do they sell at Burger King? Do they sell Frosties there? I'm getting one of those. Metaphorically.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're at an hour now. Any last thoughts before I press a button to make the Roiksop outro play?
I just want to commend you for even standing out this long. Does that mean... Oh, Jesus. Listen, thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
For even... Because I came into this a little bit drunk, and I had nothing. And we just talked. Thanks.
That's all I ever want us to do. Like I said before, the montage and the ads and even the Larco, they're just big, beautiful breasts. And JBC is just a thick, juicy steak. And now I would like some French fries and maybe watch some sports. I don't know where those fit into the metaphor. I don't know if that means it's a bareback episode or like a Cincinnati borscht episode or like a...
That's what this was. Cincinnati borscht.
Yeah, I agree. All right. I'm not going to do what I did last week where I just kept turning it up higher and higher and higher the more you screamed and told me to stop.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I laughed so hard I almost had to send my pants in the mail.
The only problem is that you didn't record the laughter afterwards.
That's true, I didn't. I was remiss.
All right, man. Do what you need to do.
What do I need to do? I don't know what I need to do. What do I need to do?
Don't drown me out right now.
Listen, why, you got something to say?
Don't drown me out.
Do you have something to say?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Don't drown me out.
If you have something to say, go ahead and say it. Okay. I'm going to let you talk now.
Okay. This is how I feel about you.
Joe, just say it. Don't hold back.
No. I'm not holding back.
Okay.
This is how I feel about you, Jason.
Okay.
I think that you have a particular feeling about yourself. Don't turn it up. Don't fuck with me. Now listen. You've got a lot to say as a humorist, but your problem. Your problem is that you don't understand your own humor. Fuck you, Jason!
I manually did the fade out. I did it manually to fade out.
How you feel about it?
Feel pretty good. Oh, shit. I should hit stop. Okay.